Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1684. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Meal Prep Services. So, recently here at Brutal Iron Gym, we paired with 212 Meal Prep. It's a company that services the Carolinas, and they basically meal prep service. So they cook all the food that you might want, bring it to you, and then you eat it, and you're good to go. So it's pretty awesome service, and I wanted to make a podcast to just explain why I decided to partner the gym with them and just cover for everyone in general the benefits of meal prep services and kind of discuss the financial savings. I do believe that meal prep services are extremely helpful and pretty much everybody could benefit from them. Some of the challenge that people run into is due to cost. So I do want to kind of talk about that today. And if you're considering meal prep services, I want to kind of help push you over the edge and get you into doing it. If you're uncertain of them or you're not sure if they would be good for you, this might just be a good educational podcast then. So originally why I decided to do it was my wife and I were trying to figure out how to streamline what we do outside of work. My wife and I both love to work. I know that's weird. I love what I do. I'm extremely beyond blessed to do what I love as my job and as my passion. And one of the things that I've been struggling with recently has been I have more demand for work than I have time to do it. That's a wonderful, amazing business, like, quote-unquote, problem. It's not really a problem, but it's something I have to figure out, is I can't say yes as much because I just don't have the time, and I've been overextended. I have to kind of narrow my focus down, so I'm struggling with trying to keep up with everybody who wants help, and part of this struggle was the time it would take to shop for, prep, cook, clean up all the food. So Meredith's job, my wife's job, is very demanding, crazy hardcore job. So I was taking care of the food for us. I would get up in the morning, I'd kind of prep everything for her for the day, prep everything for me for the day, do all the dishes. We'd go throughout the day eating what we could eat. And then at night, I would again cook food and clean up from the day's worth of food, clean up from that night. And then maybe the next morning, I'd be cleaning up from some that we did last night. So it was chaos. And we buy a lot of groceries. Sometimes we would eat, like my wife and I are very streaky eaters. So we eat the same thing like for dinner 5, 6, 9, 10 nights in a row. Then all of a sudden we don't want that food forever. So it's challenging because I'll try to buy, you know, in bulk to save money. But then all of a sudden when we decide we don't want that food anymore, it just sits there forever. And if it's not perishable, it doesn't go to waste. But if it is perishable, it goes to waste. So I was losing a lot of time and we were losing like moderate amount of money in the sense of like food waste, but more so I was losing money because I was taking time to do that rather than working with clients. So that was my main drive to try to find some way to make that easier. So I started shopping around for meal prep services and there was a lot of different sites. I checked them all out. Some of the food variations were kind of bland. My wife has to have gluten-free. She has a ridiculous sensitivity to gluten. If she has like a crumb of bread off the table, it can make her have like violent stomach cramps and pains. So everything has to be gluten-free if she eats it. And then for me, I can't have canola oil, which is really fun and weird that I had to figure that out, but I get sick from canola oil. So when I was shopping around at different meal prep services, I had to try to find one that had a lot of variety for gluten-free, since Meredith was going to be eating it, and didn't use any canola oil since I was allergic to it. So we had shopped around, looked at some places. There was a place out in California that I liked, but shipping was $230 alone, let alone the cost of the actual meals. So that was absolutely insane. When I found out about 212 Meals, I was like, you know, it was like that aha kind of thing, is there was tons of variety for gluten-free, and there was no shipping cost, because what they do is they partner with local gyms, now us, and people don't have to pay for shipping. They just drive by the gym and pick it up. So it was like, oh my gosh, this is it. You know, this is, they don't use canola oil. There's tons of gluten-free options. There's no shipping cost. This is amazing. So it was perfect. It absolutely worked out really well. I'm super excited to be paired with them, partnered with them, because I know it's going to help me. It's going to help my wife, Meredith, and it's going to help all of my clients and everybody locally, because they have the ability now to come and pick up those meals. If they're already coming to the gym anyhow to get a workout in, you know, it doesn't hurt them schedule-wise, doesn't cause any problems. It's not, you know, less convenient because it's not being shipped to them. They're already going to be coming to the facility. Like, I know a couple people, they're just going to be their family, friends, and whatnot. They just drive past the gym or near the gym for work. They don't even come to the gym to work out, but they're going to be stopping by the gym to pick up their foods. So it's just, it seemed like a really great combination, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to take advantage of these kind of benefits in life. So what I wanted to look for was for you, the listener, why is this beneficial? There's a lot of benefits. I try to, you know, not make it too much. But number one is just time saving. You know, the meal prep services, they save time. They save effort that you have to put forth, because you don't need to plan meals, which can be stressful, and trying to figure out, you know, planning meals. What should I have? You know, blah, blah, blah. That can just be stress, let alone the time to do it. The time it takes to grocery shop. So, like, I've been using Instacart before that, so somebody else could do the grocery shop for me. And that was a cost, but again, it was time saving. You know, do I want to take an hour or two a week to go grocery shopping when somebody else could just do it for me for like $15? Easy choice. I'd rather just pay somebody $15 so I can go do work and, you know, kind of spend more time with Meredith. I'm happy to, you know, kind of delegate that work to somewhere else or someone else. And then also the cooking. So you have to plan the meals, you have to grocery shop, you have to prep and then cook the meals and then clean up everything. So meal prep services, everything is pre-portioned. It's ready to eat. You just literally microwave it for 90 seconds and you're good to go. So talk about time savings. You just take the meal package out of your fridge, microwave it for 90 seconds, eat it, throw the container away. Oh my gosh. Amazing. And then what's awesome is in the morning, you can also just put it in a, you know, like if you have a lunch bag and you travel for work, you can heat it up, put it in a lunch bag, eat it while you're at work. Or if you have a microwave where you work, you can just take it with you cooled and then heat it up there. It's just really awesome, because the time savings alone to me was the biggest benefit. I probably have too much sensitivity on time, and I've been working on it, but I only get one life. This is the only life that I will ever have that I'm aware of. And I want to maximize either helping people, helping myself, or spending it with loved ones. So if I can reduce anything that's not those three, hell yes. Because I will not get to the end of my life and wish I had washed more dishes, you know, or gone grocery shopping one more time. So I'm very quality of time sensitive. So something like this to me is extremely impactful, because it helps me towards that. The second thing is just, like I said, like the convenience part. So not only does it save time, it's just more convenient. You don't have to worry about the meal preparation. You have to decide what to eat. Again, it's just kind of all made for you. Portion control is really helpful for a lot of people if they struggle with overeating or if you don't eat enough. So you struggle with portions, whether it's getting enough or you worry about overeating. Meal prep services, like these meals from 212 Meals, the calories are listed, the grams of protein, grams of fat, grams of carbs are all listed on the label, and it's all within one container. So you know, okay, I have to eat this whole container, or I can only eat this whole container. So I just heat it up, I eat it, and I'm good. So if you struggle with overeating, you heat it up, you eat it, and then you move on. Go get busy. Go do something. You know, you might not be hungry once you get busy and start doing things. Put your mind towards something else. If you struggle with eating enough, this is now like you can see the portion that you're supposed to have. You can kind of work at it, and it gives you like a goal to try to get to. Also, nutritional balance. Like a lot of meal prep services, especially like this one, 212, it's very well balanced meals. There's a protein based item. There's a like carbohydrate or fat based item. They have low carb meals and stuff and keto meals, but there's an energy nutrient in there. And then it's usually also has vegetables, and there's usually a wide variety of vegetables. So it's really helpful in the sense that it gets a lot of different categories of foods that we might not typically get for ourselves. I know for myself, I don't buy a lot of vegetables because the damn things go bad so quick. So I don't want to go grocery shopping every other day, and I don't want I don't want vegetables and having to throw away half of them. So I don't eat a lot of vegetables. We would sometimes do steam fresh, where you get them frozen, and then you can just microwave them for like 3 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever it is. And that's at least a decent way to get vegetables in. But vegetables were always kind of annoying. So meal prep kind of makes that easy. Variety and flavor is another big benefit. Like this meal prep service, they have 15 different meals every single week, and they kind of rotate through. So you get a little bit of newness very often, and it gives you a lot more variety than what you would typically pick for yourself if you're the one who has to go grocery shopping for it, prep it, cook it, and clean it up. So there's a lot benefit there. There's customization to it. You can get the meals they have. Like I said, you can get regular meals, you can get gluten-free, you can get dairy-free, you can get extra protein. Yeah, so there's a lot of ways to modify the meals to whatever you would want them to be. Portability, again, you can just take it with you. So it's prepackaged in small little containers, one meal per container. You could take that anytime where you need to go. If you're traveling, you could take a couple, you know, meal packs with you. If you're traveling for a day or two, just take a couple meals with you, and it just makes it so much easier. And then reduced food waste. So by using a meal prep service, you can minimize food waste because everything's portioned and you're not having to have any excess around. So it just makes that like more streamlined and easier as well. So those are just 8 big benefits. And then to me, the financial savings is kind of the biggest thing. When people look at the meals and they're like, oh man, you know, the meals are, you know, maybe $10, $11, $12, something like that per meal. It's actually not that much if you consider if you had to go grocery shopping, you had to prep the food, you had to cook the food. And someone's like, I'll do all that if you give me $2. You're like, well, shit, okay, hell yeah, I'll give you $2 if you're gonna do all that. And then after you're done eating, someone's like, I'll wash all the dishes if you give me $1. You're like, I'll give you $1, wash all the dishes, you know. So if you think about it as like $2 here, $1 there, all of a sudden that cost per meal is much lower, and it gets down to what would be a typical kind of cost for you to purchase the meal anyhow. So if you factor in grocery shopping, prepping, cooking time, and cleanup time into the cost, it makes it much more financially reasonable, as well as the emotional and mental stress of having to figure it all out and plan it all out, you know, making a grocery list and all that. If you get to save yourself all that and you just click a couple buttons and you order your food and you're done, it's just so much easier. So that's one of the things I really loved about the idea of meal prep. And then the major reason why I like 212 was, again, the variety of gluten-free meals, the fact that they change their meals every week, so you get a lot of variety, a lot of options. You're not stuck with something if you don't like something. And then also the reduced shipping cost. So since you just get to pick up a pickup location near you, you can just drive to that location, pick them up, and if it's like a gym you're already going to, it's no skin off your back to just go to the gym when you're already going to go anyhow, pick up your foods, and go home. You know, so it was really cool. I wanted to make today's podcast to help answer, you know, if clients were like, why is there a refrigerator in our gym now? So we do have a big advertised fridge. It's like 4 foot wide, 2 foot deep. So it's not huge, but it's a 212 meal prep fridge in the entryway of our gym now. So now the clients can come in, gym members, they can come in, you know, they just pick up their stuff and go, or they can come in, get a workout in, take the stuff with them when they go. It just makes it so much more convenient. Really grateful to 212 Meal Prep. I really love and appreciate the opportunity that this has for both myself, Meredith, my family, all the gym members, my clients. I think it's going to be a really cool opportunity. So awesome. If you are interested in 212 Meals, check out their website. It's just 212meals.com. Literally, the numbers 212meals.com. And then if you're interested in a food prep service wherever you live, I would definitely try to get one locally. because, like I said, the shipping cost alone from the one place was $230, which is absolutely stupid. So try to get a meal prep service that's as close to wherever you live as possible, so that way you can get the reduced shipping costs if you don't have the option of being able to pick up your meals. Awesome. Hopefully that was good background information. Hopefully it just kind of answered the question why we are doing that partnership. If you have any questions, you can always reach out or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. Awesome. Well, if you like today's podcast, please share it. The more people we share it with, the more people can help. Thank you to those who donate to support the podcast. It does have a high hosting cost on all the different podcast platforms. So thank you for the donations as they help cover some of that cost. You can donate on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. If you like the information we share on our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and please follow us on Instagram and on YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful and thank you for listening.